Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. You are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. She also takes questions in the last portion of the show, so make sure you call in at 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. She also takes questions out of the chat room, too. So if you're listening in the chat, feel free to type in there. And now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale. I'm Chef Valerie Wilson, and I'm coming to you today on the BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And I'm hoping that today you're listening, wanting to get some healthy tips about how to create your holiday dinner and how to make a few changes here and there so that you can make it a little healthier for you. And I'm also hoping that you're listening so that you can hear my pumpkin apple pie recipe, which I will be sharing with you later on in the show. I am a chef, author, and a counselor. I have been teaching cooking classes for 18 years. I've been in the food industry for over 24 years. My passion is cooking. I love being in the kitchen, creating new recipes. In fact, this pumpkin apple pie just created like a month ago. I actually like this version of my pumpkin pie better than the pumpkin pie recipe I've been making for 18 years. I think this one has taken the place of it. I really do. I come to you once a month on the first Thursday of the month from 1 until 2 p.m. I come to you live, and hopefully during the show when you're listening, the last 20 minutes of the show, I do open the phone lines. I love to hear from people who are listening, whether you want to call in and talk to me live and or you want to just send a question through the chat room. That's fine, too, but it always gets my juices flowing when I hear questions and suggestions from you. You can ask anything from, you know, how to change a recipe you have right now, or maybe you're dealing with a specific health condition that you don't know what to do. I can make food suggestions. I deal all with food. Certain foods have the ability to help heal you, and certain foods have the ability to, unfortunately, cause harm in your body. And so if you have more knowledge about food, how it works in the body, you can better heal yourself because the body has the natural ability to heal itself. You just sometimes need to get out of the way and feed it some healthy, good quality food, and your body will become stronger and therefore it can heal itself. The phone number to call in is to, you know, talk to me live today is 646-378-0378. Now, at any time during the show that you're listening to me and you happen to be by a computer, please check out my website, which is macrovale.com. My website has lots of wonderful information for you there. I have a archived article page where all my past articles that I've written are all there for you to read. The article this month, which I'll be sharing a little bit with you later on, is The History of Pie. My website also has my calendar of events, all my upcoming cooking classes and special events. That's all there. There are links on my website to my Facebook page, which is Macro Vale Food, to my YouTube channel, where I have created short videos all about food. They're anywhere from like 2 minutes to like 4 minutes. So if you're looking to get more information about healthy food choices or certain foods like tempeh, what is tempeh, right? Maybe you've never heard of it. The YouTube channel is a great resource because I do talk about the food. I show you visually what it looks like. And of course, the best possible way for you to learn more about healthy cooking is to attend a cooking class. I teach cooking classes mostly out of my home, and I'm located here in Westland, Michigan. The classes are hands-on. So when you come to a MacroVal cooking class, you actually are making the food. I think you learn more that way. When you get a feel of it, when it's in your hands, you're mixing it together, then you go home with the recipes. You're going to know how to make the food. And not only that, but after the class is over with, we sit down and we eat a meal. So you get to eat the food that we have prepared. Some of my students say that's the best part. And the classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. I usually have 2 classes a month, and they fall on Wednesday evenings. Stay tuned to the show here before we go on our first break. I'll be telling you about my upcoming holiday cooking classes. I'm pretty excited about those. I also offer one-on-one lifestyle counseling. So if you have a particular situation you might be dealing with, like I've counseled people anywhere from fibromyalgia, arthritis, I've even counseled people who have cancer, to people who maybe are just wanting to change their diet. Some people want to lose weight. We set up a time. You and I sit down together. I go through exactly what you're eating. We go through a step-by-step. I give you food choices. Start incorporating some of these foods into your diet. You know, they'll help correct the situation. They'll help start to make you feel better. They'll help to strengthen your body so your body can heal itself. And then I also will make some suggestions as to maybe some things that you're eating right now that you need to eliminate because they're not doing your body any good. And it's a process. You take one small step at a time. You know, when you're dealing with feeling overwhelmed, which sometimes when we're dealing with a condition, we feel overwhelmed. We feel like we've tried everything, right? And nothing's going to help us. I mean, my history is I have a history of eczema. It started ever since I was 17 years old. Oh, and it's a pretty long story, so I won't go into it right now. But, I mean, I had tried many, many, many things. And I went the traditional route. The doctors didn't know what in the world was going on. They never gave me answers. They couldn't help me. That was a total waste of my time. But then, of course, I tried healthy, natural things. I tried many, 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 many things. And I had gotten to the point where I was just like, really, I'm just going to have this rest of my life. And then I acquired even more knowledge about food and how food affects your body, how vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and toxic metals, you know, contribute to your condition. And I learned how to cleanse that out of your body, how to strengthen your body, more things along my path. More information that if you have a sit-down consultation with me, I can definitely share with you. Now, if you are not here in Michigan, in the beautiful state of Michigan that I love so much, I can also do these consultations over the phone. So my phone number is 734-722-4553. You can call me direct and we can set something up. You can also call direct and inquire about my cooking classes. And ask any other questions that you might have. So I want to take this moment here to thank the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, for the wonderful work that they do. Penny is the creator of all this, and she's put together this absolutely wonderful magazine called the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. It's a free magazine, and it's at many different places. In the area here, if you're in, you know, Michigan, the Westland area, even Livonia and Plymouth and all around town, the magazine is filled with some really nice, uplifting, positive articles. Every month, I'm proud to be an author of this magazine, and I contribute my food of the month and my recipe of the month. And I know it takes a lot of work to put this together, and it's a very nice magazine. If you get a chance, please check it out. And then, of course, they have created the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, which is what I am coming to you right now through the computer. And my producer is Courtney. I also want to extend a gratitude to her for the time and the energy that she puts into doing this. And many of the other writers in the magazine also have radio shows on this network. It's a great source for, again, if you're looking for positive energy in your life, if you're looking for information, upliftment, you know, the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is here for you. And so please, if you get a chance, check that out, definitely. Well, here we are, holiday season, right? Right now, here in Michigan, we are having this really awesome, like, four-day span of 70-degree weather in the middle of fall. It's so much fun, because then you can go outside, you don't have to wear a jacket, the leaves are beautiful, the color is everywhere. I'm really enjoying this. But the fall season is when also we start moving into holiday cooking. Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up faster than you can possibly believe. It seems like in a blink of an eye, here we are doing holiday cooking again. One of my favorite times of year to actually cook the food. And I have specific recipes that I save and do only at Thanksgiving / Christmas time. And some of my regular students and family and friends, they wait all year long for these recipes. I have this special event that I do every year, and I want to make sure that everybody knows about this. This is a Thanksgiving sit-down dinner that I prepare, all right? This is not a cooking class. I've been doing this for almost as long as I've been teaching cooking classes, maybe about 15 years I've been doing this. So I make all the food. And you can come and you can sit down and you can enjoy this food. The food is made with all organic ingredients. The food is all made by hand from scratch. And the food is also vegan, because I myself am vegan, so there's no animal products in it. There's no dairy, nothing that's going to cause you an allergy. It can be made gluten-free upon request. The last couple years, I've had a few ladies who want to come that are gluten-free, and I just make a separate little dish of gluten-free stuffing for them. It's no big deal. And the rest of the ingredients already are gluten-free. The only thing that would have the gluten in it is my bread stuffing, where I do use Ezekiel sprouted whole grain bread, which some people who, you know, just have gluten sensitivities, they don't have a problem with sprouted bread, so they wouldn't even have a problem with my stuffing. But here is the menu for this sit-down Thanksgiving dinner that I prepare for you. I make tofu turkey. Not that frozen tofurkey concoction. I make this by hand from scratch, tofu turkey, and I stuff it with whole grain bread stuffing. Oh, my God, I love this stuffing. I started making this stuffing again. I created these recipes a long time ago. Came out to my parents' house for our family Thanksgiving dinner. They tasted this stuffing, and ever since then, my stuffing's been the stuffing on the table because they don't want anything else. This stuffing is so flavorful. In the sit-down Thanksgiving dinner, I also prepare millet mashed potatoes. So this is mashed potatoes that's made with millet, which is the whole grain, which is high in iron. It's high in fiber. It's fantastic for you. It is a complex carbohydrate, whereas white mashed potatoes are a simple carbohydrate. So this is going to give you more energy, more fiber. This is my millet mashed potatoes. I make an onion gravy to serve over that. I do a colorful sweet and sour kale dish because you've got to have color on your plate when it's Thanksgiving, right? I make cranberry sauce from scratch, and then I make my personal favorite, fig blackberry sauce. Growing up as a kid, I never liked cranberry sauce. I know there are people out there that love cranberry sauce, and I think that's fantastic. Now, my cranberry sauce, I've come to like. I really do like my cranberry sauce, but it just never excited me. Many years back, probably about 10, I thought, why do we have to serve cranberry sauce? Why don't we serve some other fruit sauce? So I took a couple of my favorite fruits, fig and blackberry. I combined them, and I made this incredible fig blackberry sauce. Again, when I go and serve my family dinner, my sister always says, I like your fig blackberry sauce better than your cranberry sauce. I get that reaction from a lot of people. So I served both of those fruit sauces. And then, of course, for dessert, I have pumpkin pie, which this year I'm going to make the pumpkin apple pie because, again, I just created this new recipe that I'll be sharing with you in a little bit. But adding the apples to the pumpkin pie gives it just a little more hint of sweetness. And it just brings out the flavor. It's so delicious. This sit-down Thanksgiving dinner is Saturday, November 21st. It is from 6:30 until 8:30. The fee is $35 per person. And you get a huge, generous amount of food. But because this is not a cooking class, you will not get the recipes. The recipes are not included in the sit-down Thanksgiving dinner. But I do have many of the recipes in my upcoming cooking classes, which I'll tell you about in just a bit. So you want to make your Thanksgiving / Christmas holiday time healthier. You don't want to fall off the bandwagon. Well, first and foremost, don't change everything. Your family and friends will flip out, okay? So don't think that you're going to change the standard Thanksgiving meal to be some obscure weird thing where it's all going to be different. Like I try and make my Thanksgiving meal where it's similar to the traditional one. I'm just changing it. Like instead of having stovetop stuffing, I'm making my stuffing from scratch using whole sprouted grain bread. So it's healthier, better for you. I mean, even that step is a step in the right direction. And my whole grain stuffing that I make has brown rice in it. So here's something that you could do. You could incorporate more whole grains into traditional dishes because whole grains is where the basis, they're the building blocks of health and longevity start. So things like brown rice, which is so full of fiber, it's full of antioxidants, it's so good for you that if you just add some brown rice, for instance, to your stuffing recipe, you'd be adding a little bit more fiber and health into your traditional dishes. Another thing you might want to consider is vegetables. Hey, let's put some more vegetables on the table. Yeah, we've got the protein, and yeah, we've got the starches, and I know everybody loves that, but like my Thanksgiving dinner I just told you about, I've created this sweet and sour colorful kale. Let's put some color and some vegetables. Carrots are this beautiful orange color. You could do something as easy as a glazed carrot dish. And your table would look so much prettier. You'd have this beautiful orange color. Green beans. You could make a green bean dish. Put it on the table. You're getting some more vegetables out there. And, of course, you know, everybody loves the sweet potato dish with the marshmallows on it, although I cannot understand why anybody would like that. I can honestly say in my whole life, I've never even tasted that because I had no desire to whatsoever. What we do in my house is we take whole sweet potatoes and we bake them in the oven. Sweet potatoes, as the name implies, are so incredibly sweet to begin with, you don't need to add anything to them. Of course, I like eating mine with a little sea salt on them. Actually, when you put salt on something that's sweet, it actually brings out the sweetness and makes it sweeter. Again, you're saving a ton of calories if you do it that way. You're also saving all that sugar and sweets, which you do not need because you're probably going to have some type of dessert later on, right? So much better for you. Another thing that my family loves, you know, we sit down to have our, whether it's Thanksgiving or a Christmas meal, baked squash. Oh, my God. I love squash. If you've, like, been to my cooking classes, especially in the fall season, you hear me go on and on and on about delicata squash. It is my favorite winter squash. It's the sweetest of the sweet. It, like, melts in your mouth. Go to the store. Look for the delicata squash. It's long and thin. It's yellow, and it has, like, green stripes on it. Cut it in half lengthwise, place it flat on a cookie sheet, bake it in the oven, and because it's so small and so soft, it's only going to take 45 minutes. You don't even need the whole hour that larger squashes need. And when it's fork tender, you take that out of the oven. Of course, you discard the seeds. You don't want to eat the seeds, but serve that at your holiday dinner. Sweet and delicious. It melts in your mouth like butter. Oh, I just love delicata. And delicata squash is in season right now. After July and everything, sometimes the squash doesn't last very long and you can't find it in the store anymore. So go out to the store and get some today. I think you're really going to like it. It's about time for a break. So we're going to go on a break right now. And when we come back, I've got my pumpkin apple pie recipe I'm going to be sharing with you. So get ready.
Thank you, Val. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is healthy Thanksgiving dinner with her recipe for pumpkin apple pie. She has been doing this for a very long time, many years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macroval.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she has talked about so far today and in the past, and for information about her cookbooks, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, or Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, where we post Valerie's recipes every month, so if you do not get a chance to write her tips and recipe down today, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVal Foods, for even more wonderful information. And if you would like to book a personal session or class with her, her phone number is 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. You're also more than welcome to ask any questions in the chat room. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So today I am talking all about holiday cooking and sharing with you my pumpkin apple pie recipe. So get out some paper and a pen so that you can take notes, because I walk you through the recipe and tell you how to do it. The recipe is also on BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. There is also, the recipe is on MacroVal.com. And if you want to go to my Facebook page, MacroVal Food, I have posted step-by-step instructions with pictures. So visually, you will see how to make this pie step-by-step. That will really help you make it easier to make the pie. My upcoming cooking classes for the month of November, let me tell you about those. I have Happy Holiday Dishes cooking classes. These classes run from 6:30 until 9 p.m. on Wednesday, November 11th, and Wednesday, November 18th. These classes are $45 each. And if you prepay and sign up for both classes, you get $10 off. The classes do include the recipes and, as I mentioned before, a meal. So you get to eat the food that we prepared in these classes. You can go to my website, macroval.com, to sign up and prepay for these classes. On Wednesday, November 11th, here's what I'm going to teach you how to make. Brown rice stuffing. The colorful sweet and sour kale dish that I'm actually going to serve in the sit-down dinner. Fig blackberry sauce, again, my favorite. And sweet potato pie. I have a few students that the sweet potato pie is their favorite. They really like that. That's on November 11th. On November 19th, here is what I will be teaching you how to make. Sweet potato stuffing. Yes. Sweet potato stuffing. I created this recipe a year ago. This is a gluten-free version that everybody really, really loves. Made with sweet potatoes and the whole grain millet. On that day, I also will be teaching you how to make parsnips and carrots in a sweet glaze. Remember, I mentioned that earlier, adding more vegetables to your traditional dinner Here I take parsnips, which have a natural sweetness to them. They're so delicious. Carrots, and cook them in a sweet glaze. I will be teaching you how to make the cranberry sauce from scratch and walnut pie. Oh, I love, 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 love that walnut pie. One of my best recipes. So if you get a chance, go to my website, check that out. And attending a cooking class really is the best way for you to learn more about healthy eating, to get you on the right track, you know. And the best part, you know, you get to eat the food. You get to taste the food. So this month, the article I submitted to Body, Mind, Spirit Guy is The History of Pie. I just think it's so much fun. I love to discover not only the nutritional and health benefits of food, but where did that food come from? Where did it start, right? So the history of pie. What's interesting is that pie traditionally was not sweet, did not have fruit in it. It actually came in savory form. Now, the word pie actually can trace its origins in the Oxford English Dictionary to as early as 1303. But then by 1362, the word was very popular and people were using it a lot. Now, the word pie is actually derived from the word magpie. Magpie is a bird known for collecting odds and ends to make its nest. So this reflected that people who ate pies were not picky about what they ate. Because early pies, they would throw in whatever they had, basically. They were very unique and interesting and usually contained some type of meat that was in the form of a bird or a fowl, and it was usually cheap or whatever they could get. So the phrases that you've heard called eat crow or 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, yes, we think they're cute sayings now, but back then, that's kind of what was in pies. Interesting that now historians actually confirm that ancient people have been making some type of pastries since before recorded history. I mean, ever since our ancient ancestors learned how to grind grains and come up with some type of flour meal, they've been mixing it with water and some type of fat, which a long, long time ago, it was predominantly olive oil. And then they would make some type of pastry, and they would fill it with something. And again, you know, documented a long time ago, medieval England, it was always a savory version. So where did sweet pies come from, right? These, what we serve now at our holiday meals and everything. Well, actually, really, really early sweet pies were referred to as tarts. They weren't even called pies. They were actually made for you to eat holding them in your hand. So they were like a single serving. So they were more like a turnover than a round pie that you cut in slices like we do nowadays. And they were called tarts. And what's interesting is they were usually 100% fruit because sugar back then was really, really expensive. It was very, very rare. And so these tarts that they would eat would be 100% fruit, which ironically is interesting that that would be healthier for you to have 100% fruit than to add sugar, which is not even a food, it's a chemical. So they were actually eating healthier back then than we are now, right? So what happened was when the colonists came over here to America, they brought this recipe for these fruit tarts. And somehow translating languages and words and everything got confused, and they started to call them pies. So that's why we call the pies that we served at our holiday dinners pies. I do believe, though, back in England, though, they still call fruit pies tarts. Pretty interesting. All right, so are you ready for my pumpkin apple pie? Here is a list of ingredients. So here's the ingredients for the crust. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of brown rice syrup. Brown rice syrup is what I use instead of white refined sugar. It's my preferred sweetener. 2 tablespoons of water, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, a pinch of sea salt, and 1 cup of oat bran, and 1.5 cups of oat flour. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, what is oat bran? What's the difference between oat bran and oat flour? Well, as the name implies, oat bran has the bran in it. So what they do is they take whole oat groats and they grind them. And then once they grind them, they put them through a sieve. And what falls out is oat flour, and what's left is oat bran. So the oat bran actually has more fiber and more nutritional value than the oat flour. I use it in my crust recipe here so that the crust has a more texture to it. It's a more hearty crust. I really like this crust. It comes out very well, and it's really easy to work with. It does not fall apart. Sometimes when you make crust, especially gluten-free crust, they tend to fall apart, which, by the way, this whole pie recipe is gluten-free too. So here's what you're going to do. You want to take the olive oil, the brown rice syrup, and the water, the cinnamon and the sea salt, put them in a bowl, and mix them together. You're mixing the wet ingredients together. Now add the oat bran and the oat flour, mix them together. The dough should start to come together and stick together. That's what you want for a nice pie crust. So then you form the dough into a flat, round disc. Wrap it in some plastic wrap and put it in the refrigerator for approximately 30 minutes. When you make rolled-out pie crusts, they roll out better and they stay together. They don't fall apart if they're cold. That's kind of key. If they're warm, they're harder to work with, and they tend to fall apart. Okay, so while that's in the refrigerator getting cool, let's do the filling ingredients. So you're going to start with 4 cups of apples. You want to peel the apples and cut them up. And then you want 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree, 3/4 of a cup of brown rice syrup, 1/4 cup of amazake. You may be unfamiliar with amazake. You get it. You can buy it at health food stores. It is a thick malted sweetener that is made from brown rice. It's very creamy, and it's going to put this creamy sweetness in your pie. 5 tablespoons of arrowroot. Arrowroot is your thickening agent. Arrowroot is what is going to make the pie remain a pie when you slice it, so that when you slice it, it doesn't ooze out all over the plate. 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ginger, 1/4 teaspoon of cloves, and 1/4 teaspoon of allspice, and a pinch of sea salt. So the first thing you're going to do to create the filling is put the apples in the food processor and puree them a lot. Puree them until you basically have a smooth consistency so that the apples look like applesauce. You want them completely ground up. Now you want to add the rest of the filling ingredients to the food processor and continue to puree until you get a nice, smooth filling. Now you pour that filling into a saucepan and you heat it on a low heat on the stove for approximately 10 minutes. You want to whisk the filling occasionally, not constantly. So you're going to have it cooking for every 10 minutes. I'd say every 2 or 3 minutes, just go over to the pan and whisk it together. What this does is this, the cooking process of the pie filling. This starts to activate the arrowroot. So you want to activate the properties of the arrowroot so it thickens the pie filling. As the filling heats on the stove, you will actually see it start to thicken. That's what you want to see. You want to see some thickness develop. Now, it's not going to become solid or become really, really thick. You're just going to start, as you're occasionally whisking it, you're going to see that it's starting to come together and get thick. That's what you want. So now what you want to do is roll out the pie crust. This is how I roll out my pie crust. It's already wrapped in plastic wrap. So unwrap the plastic wrap, lay it on the countertop, plastic wrap, and then the round disc of pie crust. Take another piece of plastic wrap and put it over the top. And then roll out the pie crust with your rolling pin. This does many, many things. Number one, it makes cleanup much easier. You don't have all that flour all over the place that you're rolling out the pie crust. Number two, visually you can see the pie crust as you roll it out in between two pieces of plastic wrap. So at any time, if your round pie crust starts to look square or rectangle, you can take the plastic wrap, you can fold it back, and you can move the dough so that you make it more round again, put the plastic wrap back down, and continue to roll out the pie crust. The pie crust is round and large enough to fit into your pie shell. You take the top layer of plastic wrap off. Take the pie shell and oil it so the pie doesn't stick. Turn it upside down on top of the crust dough that you have rolled out. Then slide your hand underneath the plastic wrap and flip the whole thing over real quick. The pie crust stays on the plastic wrap and flips over and goes into the pie shell without breaking, without having a problem. It works really, really well. Then take the plastic wrap off, fit the crust into the pie shell, and then you can make crimped edges to make it look pretty and decorative. Take your thumb and your first finger and just squeeze part of the crust and go around the pie as you go, just squeezing and crimping as you go along, and you'll create a decorative little edge for your pie. Now you're going to put the pie in the oven and bake it for 45 minutes at 350 degrees. You want this pie to cool completely before you cut it and serve it. The flavor is going to be better. The texture is going to be better. It's going to be just all better pie. And of course, if you have time, make this the day before. When I start cooking for my holiday events, like the upcoming sit-down Thanksgiving dinner or the family dinner that I have with my parents, which, by the way, I bring almost all the food to, I make the pies 1 or 2 days in advance. I make the cranberry sauce and the fig blackberry sauce 1 or 2 days in advance. Put them in the refrigerator. By all means, don't think you have to make all that food in one day. That's just overwhelming for even someone like me who's a chef. Oh, plan it out. Make things ahead of time. Put them in the refrigerator. Let them sit for a couple days. The flavor actually has the opportunity to come together and mellow if you let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple days. Well, I can see it's almost time for a break now, so let me again tell you about some of my upcoming events. Saturday, November 21st, I'm so excited about this. It's my annual sit-down Thanksgiving dinner. I do this every year, where it's not a cooking class. You actually get to come and just enjoy a healthy, unbelievably delicious dinner. It is made with all organic ingredients, all made from scratch. I make everything myself. Sugar-free. So if you're dealing with diabetes or any blood sugar issues, my God, this dinner would be fantastic for you. It is vegan, so there's no dairy products, no allergies that could be associated. And again, if you are on a gluten-free diet and you sign up and prepay and you give me a call and you let me know, I can make the stuffing gluten-free, not a problem. I did that last year. The fee for this is $35 per person, and that is a generous amount of food that you get. It is Saturday, November 21st, from 6:30 until 8:30. You can go to my website, macrovale.com, to sign up, and or you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. All right, let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines and the chat room and answer some questions. Go on a quick break.
Thank you, Valerie. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She's given so many tips and recipes today, so I'd love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can connect with her personally by phone at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows in archive, and you can actually slow them down so you can write down any or all of the information she said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and you're joined in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. And you're more than welcome to ask questions in the chat room too. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Oh, I hope you can tell by the show today that I am just really excited about cooking for the holiday season. Again, there are certain recipes that I save all year, and I only do at this time of year, and I'm so excited to share them with you. And one way that you can learn these recipes is to attend my cooking classes Wednesday, November 11th, Wednesday, November 18th. These classes are taught here in my house in Westland. They're from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. Go to my website, macrovale.com, for all the information about that. And also on my website, I do sell DVDs and companion recipes. And I have one DVD companion recipe that you can look up, you can purchase. It is Christmas / Thanksgiving dinner. And I've got a collection there of most of the Thanksgiving Christmas dishes that I've been talking about throughout the whole show. You can get the recipes and the companion DVD, which is two actual cooking classes that you can watch in the comfort of your own home on your television, and you'll see how to create these dishes. So that's an option, too, is to check out my DVDs that are for sale on my website. All right, so I'm going to bring my producer on, and we're going to talk all about holiday cooking. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Val?
Oh, I'm doing real good.
We had a couple of questions about your recipe today. We have some listeners in the chat room, and one of them was asking, with the apple pumpkin pie, do you taste the apple? Like, is it is it kind of like a mixture of both the pumpkin and the apple, and you can taste both, or does it the apple just amplify the pumpkin?
Oh, great question! Great question. What the apples do, because I puree them up into such small chunks, is they add an additional sweetness to the pie. There is a hint of apple in there, but it's not overpowering. The star of the dish is still the pumpkin and all the spices that go with it, the cinnamon, the ginger, the cloves, the allspice. So it really tastes like a traditional pumpkin pie with just an additional layer of sweetness from the fructose that comes from the fruit, which is the apple. So it definitely tastes like a pumpkin pie. And again, I think, like I said, I'm changing, you know, my traditional pumpkin pie recipe to serve this from now on because I just absolutely love it. I really do. Excellent, excellent question. I'm glad that she asked that.
Yeah, she also asked if you had an alternative for whipped cream or something to substitute. You know, a lot of people like the whipped cream on their pumpkin pie, and is there something you do differently?
That is a great question. Yeah, like I said, I've been eating this way for 20 years. I have never found a substitute for whipped cream or Cool Whip that actually tastes good. But then again, you know what? Growing up as a kid, I never liked whipped cream. I never liked it, okay? But what I have done throughout the years, I have created a tofu whipped cream. It by no means has the consistency of whipped cream. It's more like a tofu sauce, and it's very flavorful. It's tofu, brown rice syrup, and I puree it up. I put some vanilla in it. And I do serve that over my pumpkin pie occasionally. And it's okay. But that light fluffiness that you get from whipped cream or Cool Whip, is really hard to achieve. Now, you know, I shop at health food stores all the time, and I'm vegan, so I always look for vegan options. And I think it was 2 years ago, I did buy a vegan Cool Whip thing in a container that you spray that was supposed to be light and fluffy, like Cool Whip that you serve on a pumpkin pie. I remember having it at my sit-down Thanksgiving dinner so that the people who came would have an option. They kind of liked it. They thought it was okay. Again, I didn't like it, and you're going to ask me what the name brand of it was or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't remember, because this was like 2 years ago, and I wasn't impressed with it. So, unfortunately, I don't really have a substitute like that, except for the tofu sauce that I make, which I actually like the tofu sauce a lot, but it's different. I have to admit, it's different. It's not like the whipped up Cool Whip with all that air in it, you know, all that aeration that's in it. I have, to this date, not come up with something like that. I'm not saying in the future that I won't and get back in the kitchen and get really creative and try and come up with something, because just this year, I created a meringue, which I have never been able to create before. And maybe that meringue might be the consistency of more like the whipped up confection that you're looking for. And I do that with an egg replacer, which, by the way, that recipe is in my latest cookbook, which is Healthy and Delicious Cooking for the Spring Season. And even though it's cooking for the spring season, you can use those recipes all year round. And the meringue recipe is in that cookbook. So I guess the closest thing to that whipped up Cool Whip, you know, whipped cream thing would be something like a meringue, which you don't have to bake in the oven, by the way. You could make the meringue and then serve it on top of the pumpkin pie, you know, if you want that option. I hope I helped her out there.
Kind of tough. We also had a question about healthy alternative holiday drinks. What do you, the listener actually said, what do you drink for the holidays? Or do you have healthy alternatives for some of the popular holiday drinks?
Well, is she talking like alcoholic drinks? I'm wondering, like eggnog? I would think she's talking like eggnog and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like it was more about eggnog and maybe like hot chocolate and things along those lines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, again, this is so interesting. But growing up as a kid, I never liked eggnog. But I have made many healthy versions of hot chocolate. I don't call it an eggnog version. You know what? My juices are just flowing when they ask me these questions, because now I want to get off the phone, go in the kitchen, and make some eggnog version, even though I never liked eggnog. But I usually start with like a rice milk. Rice milk is my favorite. I like the flavor of it. I like the texture. Hey, if you like almond milk, start with almond milk. Whatever. I use Amazake, that sweetener that I told you about, because it's a liquid malted sweetener made from brown rice, and it imparts such creamy sweetness. So whenever I make like a hot chocolate version, or I have like a Roma cappuccino hot version, something like that, I use the Amazake. You know, you can use the different spices, like eggnog has nutmeg in it. I might throw a little ginger in there, some powdered ginger, because I love ginger. You know, make something like that, heat it on the stove, warm it up. If you're doing a hot chocolate, I use the unsweetened baking cocoa, and because of the Amazake I have in there. And for an additional sweetness, you can add some brown rice syrup, too, to make it a little sweeter. Heat it up on the stove, serve that. Now, my first cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, I have a whole section on breakfast dishes and beverages. And I actually have a hot chocolate in there, and I have a aroma cappuccino drink in there. So there's a couple alternatives. But that would be my suggestion to her for that.
Awesome. This is an interesting question, and it's actually for somebody who's local here in Michigan or in Michigan. You know, health food stores are a little can sometimes be a little bit more expensive. They were asking where you do your shopping, or do you have any tips as far as being able to go to some of the local places and find more organic and vegan and natural food a little bit more affordable?
Yes, I can understand the dilemma. It is more expensive to buy healthy food and vegan food, but I would rather put my money towards food and health than anything else in my life. There's nothing more important than your health. And because you put your money towards the food that you put in your body and you're putting your money towards health, guess what? You don't have to pay for the doctor. You don't have to pay for prescription drugs and pharmaceuticals. In the long run, it is so worth it. Also, with that being said, maybe the health food stores are a little more expensive. However, without those health food stores, we would lose so many options of food that we can get from them. So I do shop at the local health food stores. The Better Health Store, which is this fantastic chain throughout the state of Michigan, has many, many stores. I shop at the one in Novi. It's a huge store. It has a huge organic produce section, lots of wonderful staples that I use all the time. And they do offer coupons. You can sign up for their membership and you get 15% off on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So I like shopping on Wednesdays. And then occasionally they throw in a 20% off day. That can make a huge difference where you can get a good, great, you know, discount. And by the way, I also teach a one-hour free cooking class at the Better Health Store in Novi once a month, every month. This month it's Saturday, November 14th, from 12 noon until 1 p.m. That's the Better Health Store in Novi on Grand River Avenue. You can go to my website, macrovale.com, for more information about that. That is a little sample class of what it's like to come to my classes. At the free class at the Better Health Store, it is not hands-on. I can't do it there like that. Everybody's just sitting and observing. And you do not get a meal. You get a little sample cup when you come to that class. With that being said, though, a lot of chain stores, such as Kroger's, also have a wonderful health food section and carry quite a bit of organic produce. So I do shop at local health food stores for what I can get from them, and then I also shop at my local Kroger's. Every week I go to Kroger's, and I get staples there too. You know, my organic carrots, organic celery, organic cauliflower. You know, Kroger's carries all that. And if you go into your local chain store, whether it's Kroger's or something else, put in a request. I mean, talk to the people who work there. Talk to the manager. Say, I'm trying to eat healthy, and I see that you have a few organic items here. What if we got some more, you know, organic vegetables in here? I would definitely buy them from you because they want your feedback. They'll listen to you. They'll get more organic things for you. They'll get more, you know, options for you if they hear from the customers. That's always a great, you know, example. And, of course, you know, during the summertime when I had a booth at the farmer's market, we had an awesome farmer stand who sold a lot of vegetables that were not sprayed, that were local in Michigan, where they weren't quote-unquote organic, because it costs a lot of money and a lot of time to get certified organic. But local farmers who do not spray their produce can offer their produce, you know, and can label it not sprayed. And that's a healthy option, too. And you can get vegetables that way at a cheaper price also, if you can find that available to you. I think that's a great idea, too. These are wonderful questions. I'm really enjoying this. Any more for me, Courtney?
Just one last one, and this is this was brought up by a listener, and then I'm actually really curious about this as well. There's a lot of sinus and allergy issues going on around right now, and there's a lot of congestion going on around. And both I and this listener have heard, I don't want to call it myths, but that certain vegetables can help with break up the chest congestion or the mucus, such as radishes, broccoli, onions, things along those lines. Have you ever heard anything along those lines?
Oh, of course. That's what I teach in my cooking classes. First and foremost, if you have mucus and you have crap going on right about now, I got one word for you. Dairy. Dairy, 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 dairy. If you are still consuming dairy products, you will have mucus in your system, plain and simple, period. Now, the things that can help you, number one, stop eating dairy. But, yeah, as you mentioned, okay, onions and garlic, those are strong cleansing foods. They will cleanse the mucus out of your system. You mentioned radishes. Radishes, and especially daikon radish, which is not as pungent as the little red radishes, cleanse that mucus out of your system. Those are fantastic for you. Sea vegetables can help cleanse that mucus out of your system. When you start eating a high-fiber diet, which would include whole grains such as brown rice, that high fiber cleanses mucus out of your system. All those things will help cleanse that mucus out of your system. Hot teas like ginger, like a hot ginger tea, ooh, that'll break up that mucus and flush it out. That'll really help. There's a tea that you can get called lotus root tea. You might be able to find it in some oriental stores, but definitely in health food stores. Lotus root tea. Fantastic for clearing that mucus out of your system. All those things. And, of course, come to one of my cooking classes and start eating the food that I prepare. That mucus will just flush out of your system. I can see we're almost out of time. I've had such a wonderful time on my show today, sharing all my holiday cooking tips and my delicious pumpkin apple pie. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please go to my website, macroval.com. I would love to see you at one of my upcoming cooking classes. You can sign up there Wednesday, November 11th and Wednesday, November 19th. I have the two-week Happy Holiday cooking classes here in my home in Westland. This includes the meal that you actually get to eat. Saturday, November 14th, the one-hour free cooking class at the Better Health Store in Novi from noon to 1. That just includes a little sample cup. And please, 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 if you can, come to the Thanksgiving sit-down dinner, my annual sit-down Thanksgiving dinner where I prepare organic, healthy, vegan dishes for you. You get to come and enjoy the delicious food. It's really a good time. It's a great time. Please go to my website, macroval.com. You can like my Facebook page, Macroval Food. Happy holidays to everybody, to Courtney and Penny. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and all my listeners out there. Remember, variety is the spice of life. So make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Feeling is the language of the soul. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.